Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO is New Bethel Baptist Church and Lots Music Box.
Lots Music Box presents Resurrection Weekend, featuring Doc McKenzie and the Highlights. Saturday, April 19th.
Happy Easter weekend.
Live at New Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, 1807 Community Lane, Alexandria, Louisiana. The doors open at 5 p.m. Show starts at 6 p.m. Performing live, it's Doc McKenzie and the Highlights. It's Pastor Donald Addison and ASV. And more. Saturday, April 19th, your advance tickets are $20. At the door, they're $25. VIP is $30.
Limited VIP seating.
Your host, Apostle Carrick Sparrow. And Ann Fluker. Tickets now from Tyrone Roy at 318-729-5076. From Ann Fluker at 318-625-8592. Johnny Madison, 337-549-0737. Pastor Johnny Johnson, 318-613-5231. Angel Jefferson, 318-290-4707. KAYT and KQJO radio stations, 318-484-2500. And Neverfold Bell Bonds, 318-446-7255. Saturday, April 19th, New Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, Alexandria. We want to see you there.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
To the church. Sometimes when Bible study and Sunday school is going on, praise God, we say, I just don't feel like, I don't feel like it. You know what I feel like doing? I feel like taking and throwing a steak on the grill. And I just sit outside and just sit down and relax. But because I have faith in God, I got to go to Sunday school. I got to go to Bible study. Praise God. I look at the choir members. Amen. Praise God. When on a Thursday night, you have worked hard all day. And it's one of them days that you had one of them hard days. Man, looked like the man wasn't going to ever get off you. But guess what? That evening, you say, you know, I don't feel like going to choir rehearsal tonight. But because you have faith in God alone, you say, I'm going. Praise God, because I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for Christ. Everything that we do is for him. Because it's all about him. But number four, faith in God alone can change any situation. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, faith in God alone can definitely change any situation. See, we think about Moses. Moses was in an impossible situation when he left Egypt. After those plagues, Pharaoh told him, get out of here. Y'all go. Gave him some stuff. So here they are, perched at the banks of the Red Sea. Both sides were mountains. And behind them, what was behind them? Egypt, Pharaoh and his army. Hot pursuit. Was in hot pursuit. But when you want to talk about how faith in God alone changed the situation, God asked Moses, Moses, what you got in your hand? They sitting back there looking and sweating, praise God, getting all anxious. He said, what you got in your hand? I'm going to ask y'all today, what you got in your hand? Stretch it out. I'm talking about have some faith. I'm talking about have some faith in God alone. Stretch it out. And the Bible says, when he stretched that rod out, it said that the Red Sea Not Bayou Roberts.
No.
Not Clico Lake.
No.
Praise God. Not Cotia.
That's right, Pastor.
Praise God. It said that the Red Sea parted. And those Israelites went across. Now y'all got to get this, man. It said they went across on dry land. In the midst of a sea, they went across on dry land. So that tells me whatever it is that you're going through, I don't care how grim it looks. I don't care what the circumstances are. Praise God, all you got to do is have faith in God alone. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here this morning because I don't know what your Red Sea is. Your Red Sea, praise God, might be a marital problem. Your Red Sea might be your job. Your Red Sea, praise God, might be some type of financial problem. But whatever your Red Sea situation is, it could be health and your body. But whatever your Red Sea is, have faith in God and stretch forth that hand of faith. Praise God. If you have faith in God alone, I'm here to tell you, praise God, that he can change things. Oh, Lord, I want to give us another example of where things change. How many of y'all remember Paul and Silas? Going back to the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. Praise God. Them boys had been out praying and they've been out teaching. They had been out just sharing the word of God. And those folk got mad with them. Locked them up, praise God, in a jail. But you won't know one thing I like about Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas did not go in and have a pity party. They didn't go in there, Sister Buckner, and have no pity party. Man, I don't know which one sung and I don't know which one prayed, but they tell me that they began to sing and they began to pray. They began to sing and they began to pray. And the Bible says that at midnight, there was I can't do that no more. I might break something. That was a shaking. Entire foundation began to shake. Praise God. I know somebody from Tennessee think that they made the jailhouse rock, but that was made a long, long time ago. Praise God. God changed that situation. Praise God. Not only changed the situation for Paul and Silas, changed the situation for that jailer. Because the Bible says that that jailer was getting ready to do himself in. Oh yeah, he was getting ready to do himself in. And Paul and them said, no, don't do yourself no harm. We all here, praise God. But that jailer asked a question. How many of y'all know the question he asked? Brother Hamilton, you know the question he asked? He said, what must I do? I'm not talking about what my daddy got to do. I'm not talking about what my mama got to do. He said, what must I do to be saved? Praise God. And all Paul and them told him, I want you to believe on the Lord. And his whole situation changed. How do I know his situation changed? He was a man that at one time was on his way to hell. But praise God, because of Paul and Silas them having their faith in God alone, their situation changed. The jailer's situation changed. Not only did the jailer's situation change, his whole family situation changed. Oh, man. So faith in God alone can change any situation. But let me go to my seat, because as I close, I find that faith in God alone, it gives compassion. Deacon Robinson hit on that this morning. We talk about love. It gives compassion because the God that we serve is a God of love. If you take the Bible from Genesis all the way through Revelation, you know what it is? All it is a big love story. Talks about the love that God has for mankind. And praise God. And just like he had that compassion, praise God, you and I, as believers, we ought to have that same compassion. Oh, yeah. If I don't do nothing else, somebody trying to figure out what I'm getting ready to say next. If I don't do nothing else, praise God, I want to get us to the point where we love one another. I want to get us to the point where if we had some aughts against somebody, and sometimes a lot of folk right there in your family, don't hold on to that. Don't hold on to that. Yeah, they hurt you. Yeah, they did it. Yeah, they said something about you. Can I go ahead and say it? Yeah, they said it. Whatever they said, they said it. And you're not going to be able to bring it back. But you know what? You can love them. You can love the very hell out of them. We are the children of God. God has engrafted us by our confession of him as our Lord and Savior. He has engrafted us into his family. And can I tell you something about family? Family pray together. Families hurt together. Families heal together. Family members don't let another family member sit out there and flounder to themselves. And we may not love what they did. Like what they did. But we got to love them. We got to love them. We got to love them. And faith in God alone gives us that compassion. Faith in God alone would cause children who don't speak to their mama or their daddy to speak to them. Faith in God alone will give us the compassion